Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Welcome to this edition of your one-hour inspirational program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We are very happy that you took time out to join us this evening. We're going to be joined by several of our co-hosts this evening, and we're certainly hoping that you will stand by and be with us. Just to do a little housekeeping, we have a program tomorrow. Our program starts tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. From 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. We're going to have that show, and we're certainly hoping that you will be with us. The theme is, what is your mission for God? So we're hoping that you will be online with us and be able to, even if you're not participating, you can certainly listen in to our programming. All right, tonight's theme is, if you're just joining us, of course, is it our duty to win souls for Christ, or is it our duty just to spread the gospel? So we want to know what you all think tonight, and once my co-hosts are all logged in, we're going to go ahead at that time and get your thoughts, get your opinions to see, is it our duty to win souls for Christ, or are we just out here to spread the gospel? So we want to know what you think, and we'll get it going with that. Press 1 on your dial early if you think that you're going to want to be a part of tonight's program to talk. And the reason for that is sometimes we get a little full, and it's very difficult to get you in the queue. So you'll be able to press 1 and be able to tune in with us tonight. So we're going to go ahead and invite the presence of the Lord into our program. And Father, we thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the blessings of life. And Lord, as we present this program tonight, we invite you into it, and we hope that we get more from it from what we've brought. These and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, so is it our duty? You know, before I even give my thoughts, I would like to hear what some of the other folks are thinking when it comes to our duty. Is it our duty? Now, when we say a duty, let's break some of this down. When we talk about our, first of all, our, we're talking about humanity, man, mankind, being of age, of reasonable age, of being of reasonable mind, being a reasonable person or a reasonable, prudent person, as the law would put it. So we're thinking about these things. We're thinking about, when we talk about our, we're talking about mankind. So when we use the word our, we're, in my opinion, we're reflecting on what a reasonable, prudent person would do, what a reasonable, prudent person, a reasonable person within their right frame of mind. Do we have a duty? Is there a duty? Now, a duty is something that maybe in the law they put it out there that if somebody is in danger, you may not have a duty. You may not have a duty to that person unless you have an obligation to that person or you place them in peril, you know. So when we talk about, first of all, we're breaking this down. We talk about our, and we're waiting for our co-host to press 1 on their dial. When we talk about our, we're talking about man. So we're asking the question is it man's duty? Is it man's duty? And we were talking about man, a man within man or a woman within reasonable thinking, reasonable thinking, a reasonable, prudent person, a person who's in, of sane mind. That's what we're referring to. When we talk about duty, duty basically is about an obligation. Is there an obligation, a duty, that a reasonable person, reasonable, prudent person is supposed to have? And then if there's a duty, then what happens if the person fails to operate within that reasonable duty, if they have a duty to someone else, if they have a duty? Then if they fail to exercise their duty, if there's an obligatory duty, then that brings it with, if they fail to exercise that duty where there's an obligation to act or perform, then what happens is they have now created a breach of that duty, a breach of the duty. That means something has happened to cause that duty to not be performed or the person who's responsible to carry out the duty to act. All right, so we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines and welcome Miss J all the way from the Peachy City. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello, everyone, and happy Friday, and I'm glad that I could make it with you all tonight.
All right, excellent. So, Miss J, we want you to go ahead and give them the disclaimer, if you would.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice, and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the program tonight.
Okay, so, Ms. J, I want to ask you, do you think, let me finish breaking this down, though. When we talk about man, does man have a duty, an obligation to win souls? Let's go there now. Do man have a duty to win souls for Christ under the denomination of Christianity or otherwise if they want to? But does man have a duty to win souls for Christ, or is it simply man's role to just spread the gospel? And when we're talking about man, we're talking about mankind, man and woman. What are your thoughts on that? Do you feel that you have a duty to spread, to win souls for Christ?
Okay, this is my opinion. I feel that it's our duty to spread the gospel. And I feel God is out there to win the souls. But if we can win a soul while spreading the gospel, that's good. But when I'm talking about spreading the gospel, you know, as far as mankind, and showing our love and showing it in service, giving testimonies, just spread the gospel to them. And if we can, you know, pray with people, if we can do scriptures with them, that's good too. But it's not our responsibility to try to convert people to Christianity as, you know, mankind, you know. But it is to try to spread the gospel about how good God may have been to you or the things God can do. But, you know, God will win the souls from the knowledge that they all get from these different things.
Okay, so do you think then, so what's the purpose of going to church and all of that? What is that purpose? What purpose does that serve?
Okay, that's
or inviting people
me,
to church.
That's for an individual to listen to the word of the minister, you know, to worship. Everybody should read their own Bible anyway for their best understanding. But to worship with others and the fellowship, that's to me the purpose of going to church, to worship and fellowship and hear the word. But through everyday living, what you have learned from church, what you have learned from your studying of the Bible, what you've learned from living and knowing about how good God can be, with your love and service and testimony, you spread it that way. I'm not one to go and preach to a person that, you know, what thus said the Bible and how you should live and try to get them to, you know, to be saved. That's not my job. I can give them testimony about how God has been good to me. And if somebody, you know, can receive something from that, that's wonderful.
Okay,
so I'm
what
just
about,
spreading the gospel.
What about
that's
people,
basically what I'm saying.
Right. So what about people who have said that there will be no starless crowns in heaven? There will be no starless crowns in heaven. What about those people? When they say that there will be, if you haven't won a soul for Christ, then, you know, there are sermons that have been led to have people think that if you haven't spread the gospel or won a soul for Christ, then you will not be going to heaven. That means you didn't tell anybody about him. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess through our living, we give our testimony out with hopes that people will understand about God. And if you can win, you never give up on people. So if you can win a soul, even just win one soul in your lifetime, then, okay, they win that golden crown. But I don't really know that if a person don't win a soul, period, if they don't go out there and spread love and joy and the word of God through their own way, you know. I don't know. I can't really speak on that.
All right. All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines in South Florida, 772-878. The name is not coming up. Who do we have with us and welcome?
Hello.
Hi. Who do we have with us?
This is Eula Campbell.
All right, Eula Campbell. Thank you for joining us this evening. We certainly are glad that you're on the air with us. Let me ask you the question. Thank you for joining our show tonight. Do you believe that it is man's duty? And if it is, do you have any scripture that supports that? Is it man's duty to win souls for Christ? Or should we just basically spread the gospel? And we want to hear from the rest of you all out there. Press one on your dial. It's very important that you press one. That's the only way we can allow you, you'll be able to get into the queue. Ms. Campbell, what are your thoughts?
Well, it is our duty to spread the gospel, but the winning of souls, that's the job of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to convict people of their sins so that
they can accept
Christ.
So let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this then. Is there a scripture that says we should spread the gospel? Or are we looking at the one scripture that says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, then shall the end come. Go ye into all the world.
Yes,
and then who
yes.
is that scripture talking to?
Yes, that's the scripture. The followers of Christ, yes, the Christians. So we are to spread the word, but it's not our job to win the souls. We can't win them to Christ. The Holy Spirit has to convict them.
So you don't think that we don't have a duty, in your opinion. We don't have a duty. Or do we? Is it different between having a duty to win souls and spreading the gospel, or are they one in the
yes,
same?
Yes, it is a difference. I think there
okay.
is a difference
All right.
between that. Our duty is to spread the word and the Holy Spirit. Will convict the souls and lead them to Christ.
All right, so we're looking for a scripture that either obligates us or not. We're looking for a scripture also that says that it's our duty or a requirement to spread the gospel or not. So how do we know what we're doing? And I like what Ms. Jay said earlier, that we have to study to show ourselves approved. You got to read the Bible for yourself. So if you all are out there and you heard anything, share it with us by all means. Share it with us on tonight's program. And we're not saying that anybody's right or wrong. We're basically giving an opinion, and we can go to the scripture even though we may interpret scripture differently. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Press one on your dial. We want to hear from you all. If you have something to say, we're going to go to Suzanne in just a moment. Suzanne, thank you for your patience. We're standing by, and we'll come to you momentarily. If you're just joining us tonight, the topic is it our duty? Is it our duty to win souls for Christ, or do we simply just spread the gospel? All right, we're going to go to Suzanne right now. Suzanne, thank you for your patience. We certainly do appreciate you standing by. Suzanne, what do you think? And we're waiting for Pastor Rowe to log in as well. We don't see him here. Go ahead, Suzanne.
It is our duty to spread the word because it's good news. And there's always someone that may be down, and we can speak to them on our experiences and share some scriptures with them and talk to them about, you know, the love of God and everything. And hopefully they'll want to know more.
All right. So now we come to the question, Suzanne, of duty. How would you define the word duty, if any different from what I presented?
Well, duty is like a responsibility, being responsible for doing something. And it's our duty to share the word, but I also believe we cannot win souls. We can only share the word.
All right. Okay. All right. Duty is more along the lines, you said, of responsibility. All right. Let's go ahead and welcome our other co-hosts in, Pastor Rowe, and we want to hear from some of the rest of you all as well. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's topic, is it our duty to win souls for Christ, or just our duty to just spread the gospel? Your thoughts, sir, and welcome.
Amen, amen, amen. First of all, I just apologize to you and everyone that God said was multitasking and just time got away from me. But the scripture says it's required of a servant that a man be found faithful. And that's faithful in the mandates that Christ has given us, that we, we share the gospel. It's all about winning souls to Christ. You know, we have a duty. We have a responsibility to win souls to Christ. You know, the time is short, and we have to be faithful in what we do. That's our ultimate responsibility, is to win this souls to Christ, make disciples of men. That's what scripture say, make disciples of men and sharing the gospel, starting in Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the most parts of the earth. So it's all about winning souls, and that's what God requires us to do.
Okay, so Pastor Rowe, with you saying this, do you have scripture that supports this, that says it is man's duty to win souls for Christ? Do you have any scripture? And we'll give you time to even go into your archives to look that up, because we want to hear what scripture says. And even when it comes to scripture, people do interpret scripture differently. So we want to hear from you all out there, because what happens is a number of you all call me after the show. People tend to call me after the show, and they want to have a post show, and we're not doing that. We're not doing a post show. And I'm going to encourage you all, press one to talk about this over the air. It's okay. It doesn't mean that we're right or we're wrong. We're just having a discussion here. So you can certainly press one and give your opinion, your views. And I can almost assure you, you may come out with something more than what you brought to the table, and it may lead you into thinking for yourself, I need to find that out. I need to know what God requires of me. Is it my duty? Is it my duty? All right, so
Doctor,
someone's cooking
Doctor,
in the background.
Walker.
Yes, Miss Jane, go ahead.
I've been trying to research while y'all was talking, and I wish somebody would show me, because I'm interested now, you know, are we to win souls? Because I see a lot how we are to preach the gospel, because Mark 16:15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, and you find a lot of more scriptures that talk about spreading the gospel, but I do not see it about, you know, man is to win God's soul. I mean, people's soul, because this is not a scripture, I don't think, but I read it somewhere. It said, go and preach and use word if necessary. God just want us to go out and spread the gospel, gospel by our action and love and service and testimony. And he don't want us to necessarily have to. If we can do it in scripture and prayer, yes, we can do that. And people meditate on all of this that we are presented to them to win these souls, to win them, but it's not our duty to do it. That's what I'm trying to say. Because he wants us to do the gospel for that purpose, but it's not our duty. That's where I don't see it where it's our duty to win the souls. I can't find it. Somebody show me.
All right, so Ms. J, so if you're saying it's that's our purpose, then is there a difference between purpose and duty? So you say that's our purpose to do what? It's to spread the gospel, but we're spreading the gospel in anticipation of doing what? Of winning souls,
right? No, it's not our purpose. It's our duty. Duty is what's expected and required of us. So according to the word, it's required and expected of us.
To spread the gospel.
To spread the gospel.
Huh? To spread the gospel. Okay, so is it our obligation?
People.
Right. Okay, so that's a requirement. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So go into all the world. Go ye into all the world. So, but is it a duty? Okay, so if you're, let's say you're in school, and let's say you're in even high school, and the principal says it's your duty, it's your moral, your obligatory duty to make certain that you do not touch anything that belongs to anybody else that's not yours. And we learn these things from home early on in life. It is your duty to take care of yourself, to keep an eye on your own stuff, even at the airport. Do not leave an unattended baggage, and do not hold a baggage for someone else. That is your duty to be responsible, as Suzanne said earlier, to be responsible. So now, if we're spreading the gospel, are we spreading the gospel for the purpose of winning souls? So how is it different if we're spreading the gospel for the purpose of winning souls? How is it different from being a duty to win souls? When, in fact, and Pastor Lowell, I want you to be thinking about this one, when we're told, and I need to see scripture on that, will there be any starless crowns in heaven? Meaning that if you haven't won a soul for Christ, then what are your chances of going to heaven? All right? Ms. J, we want to stand by just for a second.
But we're spreading the gospel. Wait a minute, let me answer that question. We're spreading the gospel,
sure.
I think, to point people to the right direction. And if we can answer some things to direct them to the right way, that's the reason why you spread it, to get them or point them to the right direction. Whether we can win their soul by doing that, you know, God, once we point them, it's between them and God. You know,
okay.
Our purpose
well,
is to say, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Okay. So then, Ms. Jane, if we point them in the right direction or what we think is the right direction, are we trying to persuade, influence, or win them over to Christ? What are we
no,
trying to
you
do?
Just basically you're trying to share. Because I've been delivering, you know, you share what God has done for you. You're sharing the gospel. You're testifying to let them know that you just testifying for yourself. And you directed them to what thus saith the Lord and what he can do for you. So if you want to be like me, you know, this is what you need to do. I ain't trying to win you. I'm just giving you testimony, you know. I'm spreading the gospel about God. Just giving you testimony.
All right, Ms. Beulah,
showing you how he loved me.
Hello?
All right. Look, Ms. Beulah Campbell, we want to bring you in here and ask you. Ms. Campbell, you said earlier That is the job of the Holy Spirit, the duty of the... We got a lot of noise in the background somewhere. This studio picks up every sound. If you're moving a plate, even a paper plate, it will pick up the sound and brings it into the studio. So please keep that in mind, you all. Miss Beulah Campbell, I want to ask you, so you said earlier that it's the job of the Holy Spirit. Is it the duty of the Holy Spirit to win souls?
Yes, the Holy Spirit is the one leads us into all truth. Yeah.
All right, but do you have any scripture that tells us that? That's what we're looking for, something that we can base something on.
The Spirit is the one who guides us into all truth, yes. So
Do you have the scripture? Give us the scripture.
I have to look for that.
All right. Well, look for it. We're going to come back to you. We want to hear from you all out there. Press 1 on your dial. Press 1. Some of you all are waiting. We're going to go to Texas right now. Let's go in here. Miss Lewis, thank you for joining us this evening. And thank you for your patience. Ms. Lewis, I'm trying to figure this out. And we're having an open discussion tonight. And I just have some questions that beget other questions. Is it man's duty? Is it man's obligation? Is it man's responsibility to win souls for Christ? Or is man simply required to spread the gospel?
Yes, it is our duty. Because it says in Matthew 24, go ye therefore into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever
I
commanded
you.
And lo, I am with you always.
I'm with you always, even until the end of the world.
Yes.
So where in there do you feel that that's a duty? That that's man's duty.
The reason why I think it's my duty, it's because if I am a disciple of Christ, if I claim to be a disciple of Christ, and then when he says to his disciples over 2,000 years ago, go ye therefore and do that, then I know he's telling me too, because I have joined up with him as a disciple. So if he told them how many years now, he's telling me too.
I'm going to certainly ask you to stand by. And so is there a difference in, Ms. Lewis, while I've got you on here, is there a difference with having a duty to spread the gospel as according to the scripture that you read, I recited, and along with Ms. J also, who presented that to us tonight? Is there a difference between having a duty and spreading the gospel, or are they interchangeable, the same?
They are intertwined, because I love Jesus and I want to live with Jesus when he comes. Then I think it's my duty, and I think that God is asking me to go tell others so that I won't go to heaven alone. I will bring some people with me, because God wants every one of us to be saved. So if I find the truth and I love Jesus and I'm enjoying Jesus, I need to share him.
Okay, so that is the question. Just before we go on, Pastor, we're going to bring you in a moment. Susan, we're going to have all of you all stand by. That begs the question then, will there be any starless crowns in heaven? And then I want you to break it down for me, Ms. Lewis. What do I mean? How do you interpret what you think I mean by starless crowns in heaven? Break that down for us first.
Well, starless crowns mean that God is going to give each and every one of us a crown. And in that crown, it may be one star, it may be two, but there will be no starless crown, because God wants every one of us to bring somebody into the kingdom with us. No starless crown. You must win somebody, whether by your deportment, whether by your preaching, the life you live, how you live, you must bring somebody to Jesus. He's expecting us to.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
It's our duty to spread this good news to everybody whom we come in contact. Not only spreading it with our mouth, but with our lives. And because of how we live and how we portray Jesus, then people will come to love Jesus and will want to come with us to the kingdom. And so then we get our
soul. If I'm hearing you correctly, are you saying to me that starless crowns, because I've also heard this, means if we're not out there spreading the gospel, telling someone else about gospel, the word gospel means good news, if we're not out there telling someone about Jesus Christ, the love of God, the Trinity, and we're just living our own lives but not sharing the gospel or spreading the gospel, then we are setting ourselves up where we're not creating a position to have for someone to have a crown. So does that mean that that person, because they did nothing but held on to the good news for themselves, does that mean they're not going to go to heaven?
Well, I'm not saying it outright, but each
you
one of us.
You said no starless crowns. And I need scripture on that.
Each one of us, because we have to pattern Jesus. When Jesus was on earth, he didn't even have time to do anything else more than to just do the master's will. Sometimes he was so tired, he slept in the boat. He ran for the bottom of the boat just to get some rest because he was constantly telling people about his father. He was constantly doing some good. He was constantly healing the sick, cleansed the leper, cast out the evil out of those people and preach and teach and gave them food to eat. Hallelujah. He was not, he called the disciples. He said, come, leave your boat, fill it your fish, and let me help you to be fishers of men. That's it.
All right. I want to hear
the fisher of men.
Absolutely. I want to hear from some more of you all out there. Press one on your dial. Let's see what you're thinking about. Maybe you've got an answer that you've accepted. Maybe you've got some scripture. Let's go to Pastor Rowe, then we're going to go back to Ms. Beulah Campbell. Pastor Rowe, you've had time to think about some of this stuff. What are your thoughts? Now, some people are saying it's our duty. Some are saying it's not our duty. Some are saying it's just our purpose to spread the gospel. Some are saying it's intertwined or interchangeable, meaning the same. How do you see it, sir?
Well, what everyone has said, I think it's beautiful. But, you know, there's a mandate. There's a command. A mandate means that you do what God says, what Christ says. He said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And he also making, you know, disciples of all men, okay? That simply means a disciple is a follower of Christ. You know, that's a mandate, command. He said it in Scripture, and it's in all of the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know. And so we have a mandate to make disciples. That's what he said. But secondly, I just want to say is that some people is going to be, you know, that haven't had the opportunity to make disciples. For example, the thief on the cross, you know, one said when he was dying, he said, long story short, remember me when you go to the kingdom. He had never done nothing, but he was saved because of his belief in Christ. You know, but those that share the gospel, as Sister Lewis has mentioned, is going to receive many stars in their crown for the works that we do. So make disciples, that's a command, it's a mandate from Christ. And a disciple is a follower of Christ.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by you all. We're going to, now we're over halfway through the program. We're looking for some answers out here. If you think you've got some based on scripture, even though we may interpret scripture differently, we want to hear from you all because somebody out there is hurting and they want to know. They want to know what you have. I'm going to encourage everybody to take, write this down. Proverbs, we just got it in, Proverbs 11:30. You know, it talks about the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. All right, so I want you to take a look at that, and thank you for the party who sent that in. There's nothing greater than love, and I want you all to take a look at that. We're standing by here. Let's go to bring in Sir Benny. Sir Ben, thank you for joining us on tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you, sir.
Good evening, good evening. I apologize. I just landed, and so I'm back in town, but I apologize for my lateness.
Okay, very good. We're glad you have just joined us, you all, tonight. Is it our duty to win souls for Christ, or are we just simply to spread the gospel? Now, we seem to be having contradictions here. We seem to be having conflicting thoughts. You know, we're looking for scripture. Let's go to Ms. Beulah Campbell. Then we're going to come back to Sir Ben, and we're going to get back to all of you all. Susan, I'm going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Beulah Campbell, we're going to bring you back in here because you were searching for scripture. Did you find your scripture for us? Ms. Campbell. All right, perhaps let's go on. Suzanne, let's bring you back in here. Suzanne, what are you making of tonight's program when we talk about duty or just spread? I mean, is it a duty or is it not a duty, in your opinion?
I think as a Christian, if you're trying to live the Christian life, then you want others to enjoy what you're enjoying. So you want to share that with them and not keep it to yourself. That's what I think.
All right, sharing, if you are enjoying the Christian life, what does that mean, Suzanne? What do you mean enjoying the Christian life? Is it like sitting there watching a football, basketball game, or being at a party, you're enjoying these things? Is it entertaining? It's a Christian life. Is it really entertaining, Suzanne, the Christian life?
Yes, it can be entertaining. I mean, when you think about it, yes, it can be. I mean, there's good singing, good praising and worship in it. There's things in the Bible that make you feel happy, can also make you feel sad. But at the same time, if you have the love of Christ in you, then whatever is in you is going to come outward. And as long as you're enjoying what you're enjoying and that you're receiving from Christ, then you want to share it with someone.
We're going to ask you to stand by, Suzanne. Thank you. And we're not putting anybody on the spot out here, you all. We're just asking questions. And sometimes the questions are thought-provoking. And over here, I'm sitting over here saying, you know, is the Christian life really entertaining? If so, help me understand. Ms. J, let me bring you in here. Is the Christian life really entertaining? And I know Suzanne say, well, it can be. But, I mean, you got a lot of people that, okay, you'll sit there and watch a football game for 3 hours, and in some cases 9 hours if it's on a Sunday and you want to watch all these games, you know. But then when you're in church, and I remember being a kid and even as an adult, it's like if you're preaching more than 30 minutes, it's like, I'm hungry, it's time to go. Ms. J, so...
You know, young people, they might not think so, but me personally, when you love God and you so thankful for what he's done and that Holy Spirit gets in you, I'm telling you, you sing, you dance, you just enjoy it. I'm telling you. Yes, it's very entertaining. I love Jesus, and I can sit here and sing and praise him a lot. And I get more out of that half the time than going out there dancing because my body gets sore from dancing. But anyway, I can just enjoy him tremendously, just me and him alone. We have us a good time. Yes.
Okay, so, Ms. J, I want to ask you this question. Based along the same lines of what you just said, Are you by any chance into sports, or are you by any chance into your favorite movies? Any of that?
Oh yeah,
either
I like
one
basketball
of those?
And I love movies.
All right,
yeah.
All right, you like basketball, you like movies. So would you say that the movie that you want to watch, you prepare yourself so that if that movie comes on at 6 o'clock, not the same time with the Dr. Jess Walker show or one of our shows, because we know you want to get to those, you know, hopefully. That you won't put those shows above. I'm just playing with you, Ms. J. But let's say your movie comes on at a certain time. You want to prepare yourself so that you can watch that movie uninterrupted. Is that fair to say, or that game uninterrupted?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so if that's the case, and then you might call someone to let them know, child, I saw a good movie. You got to watch this movie. Listen, I'm getting ready to go to this game. This game is coming on. You might want to watch this game. Is that fair to say that you would reach out to somebody?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, Ms. J, under the same token, let me ask this question. How likely are you enjoying your Christian walk or Christianity being entertaining? How likely are you to call somebody and say, girl, I'm so excited. You know, I'm so excited because I'm doing my praise dance up in here. And, you know, y'all need to catch Jesus. Or would you think that somebody is looking at you like, what's wrong with that woman? Why aren't people standing on the corner and saying, I'm so excited. Child, I'm holding up this sign that Jesus is coming soon because Christianity is entertaining. Ms. J,
you know,
are you
I've had situations, you know, where I received the Holy Spirit and I enjoyed it. And some situation may have come across with my friends. And they said, well, I didn't do, you know, I have a problem with this. I said, girl, let me tell you. One time I went through that, and I got to praying, I got to talking, and Lord, the Holy Spirit got in me, and let me tell you how I felt after that. Yes, I talk about it. Don't get me going. I talk about it. You know, because I
okay, that's what we
want to
find out. This
testimony.
Is our duty, or is
I get testimony from getting there.
Okay,
yes.
All right. So then we're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. J, because, Sir Ben, I want to bring you in here. If Christianity is entertaining, then why, when that rich man came to Jesus and Jesus said, give up all that you have to the poor and follow me, that man completely went in a different direction. If Christianity is entertaining, then why aren't more people flocking to the entertainment or those who call themselves Christian or us, because I call myself, you know, an aspiring Christian, then why aren't we out there spreading this gospel and drawing, because God says, if you lift me up, I will draw man unto me. Sister Nelly, we're coming at you next and ask you the question also. But Sir Ben, why, if it's that entertaining, then why isn't everybody partying in Christianity?
Well, two questions. To answer the question about the rich young ruler, he had been processed all his life on doing all the things that he was supposed to do, all the things that God has required of him, which most of us do. And so what happens is we get to a place where, okay, I've done all I can. I've done this. I've done that. I've done this. And there's going to be a time when God says, yeah, you've done all these things in my namesake, but I don't know you because your heart. See, God looks at our heart. And we want to look at all the things that surround us, the things we do, and the titles. And all. No. God says, I know you not because, yeah, you've done all these things in my name. Thank you. But your heart, what was your heart? Rich young ruler made the mistake and realized that all his efforts were to be right, but he was not right in his own heart. And that's what made him turn and walk away. Yes, we're supposed to be enjoyed and entertaining being in the presence of God. We should be worshiping every day, not just on one day, Sunday. We should be in worship every day. So when we get to that worship on the weekend, we should be climaxing. We should be at the top of our game. It should be the NBA All-Star Finals when we get to go and worship God with our fellow brothers and sisters. And so, yes, we are going out and spreading the word. Some of us are doing it in different ways. If you let your light shine, if the glory and the anointing is on you, it's all over you, your face, your talk, your conversation, the messages that I sent, a thousand of them. But anyway, they're all there. And so we're supposed to be out sharing the gospel of how good God has been in our lives. Lady J was saying that she had a testimony from that. And that's a great thing when you can testify how good God is.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by.
A.S.
Hello? All right, we're going to go to 832-876. Who do we have, and welcome to the 832-876. All right, perhaps they're just standing by. They press 1 on their dial. All right, let's go back to Ms. Beulah Campbell. Ms. Beulah Campbell, let's go back to you. Did you find a scripture for us, Ms. Beulah Campbell? Ms. Beulah Campbell, all right, perhaps she didn't. You know, we need some, you know, you all are saying you're going to give us a scripture, but then they don't show back up here. Pastor Rowe, let's bring you in here. Pastor Rowe, now we've got some stuff going on in here that, I mean, is it our duty? When we look at, you know, even when we look at how, you know, when winning souls is defined as sharing the good word, so is that the same as spreading the gospel? Winning souls. If we're really, if this is what they said that it is, that it could be entertaining, I would think that the world would be in a much better place and much better state than it is. Pastor Rowe, why aren't more people trying to spread the good news called the gospel of Jesus Christ? Why are they? Why are they not spreading the gospel? More people.
Well, you know, as they experience the goodness and the grace of God, people will share, you know. And I just shared this with you, and I've enjoyed everything that everyone has said, and, just beautiful. But there's a song that we said, you sing, you know, and it says, how to reach the masses, men of every birth. For a answer, Jesus gave the key. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift them up by living as a Christian ought. Let the world in you the Savior see. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So all we got to do is just lift up Jesus. Lift him up, you know, and he'll do the drawing to him. You know, just tell people about Christ. Lift him up in everything and in the life that you live. And he's going to do the drawing.
All right. See, the opposite word in there, what you said is if we tell. So that, to me, is synonymous with spreading the gospel. Ms. J, I want to come back to you. I got to come back to you, Ms. J, because, and I'm going to come back to Ms. Nellie in a minute. Just hold on, Sister Lewis. But, Ms. J, I got to come here to you because, it can be confusing to people. Because we talk about a starless crown, and I don't want you to answer this question is not to you directly, but how many, am I out there? I'm talking about myself, looking in the mirror. Have I gone out there to actually spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to anybody to try to get a starry crown, you know, in my cap, if you please? So, Ms. J, how important, have you ever heard that? That you got to have a star in your crown to go to heaven. And what if we're not even getting stars because we're not telling anybody?
Yeah, I have heard that. And, of course, there's many of us Christians, quote, Christians that are not doing that. But, you know, I don't know. People think they can get through heaven doing all other and every other thing. So, but keep in mind, I keep saying this, and that's what I'm thinking. You don't have to spread the gospel by praying and with scriptures and stuff. It's just the love you show to people, the help you give people, and stuff like that. If you just help a person along the way, that's giving you your crown right there. So, you know, it's not just doing a scripture and praying. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a scripture that supports what you're saying, Ms. Jane? Because you're saying helping somebody. Letting your light shine. But the Bible tells us, go ye into all the world and teach or spread the gospel. That means how are you going to spread something? Listen, I'm gonna gossip over here to you. Did you know that man came in here and he's been cheating on his wife 5 times? That's spreading something. That's saying something to somebody. You're not going to do sign language. I mean, you could if you only did sign language.
I said spread love. I guess you missed that. I ain't talking about no gossiping. I'm talking about
no.
Gossiping.
I don't mean that. But
love. Good.
No,
work.
Right.
Good
but I'm
team.
Saying
the word spread, when we're spreading, gotta be that we're communicating. It's an oral expression. All right, we're gonna ask you to stand by. Let's go all the way to Georgia again. We're gonna go to 404-820. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Hey, it's Dr. Myricks. Natalie, how are you?
Dr. Myricks, fine. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Myricks. It's a pleasure to have you. Dr. Myricks, what is your thought on this here? I mean, it's like we're getting confused all over the place. Some of us, maybe I am. I can't speak for others.
So the old adage is, you know, people would say, I'm not my brother's keeper. We are each our brother's keeper. In terms of why people are not spreading the word, the good news of Jesus Christ, is because to do that is to suffer, because everybody really don't want to hear about the good news. So our job, in my opinion, is just to be a light in the world of darkness, because this is a dark world. And if they're looking at how we respond, not necessarily the scripture, what we quote, when we go to church, is how we respond in all types of situations. And so that's the light of the world, and that is the good news, because we have to respond in situations like Jesus does, but do we? Not all the time. And so that is why people kind of turn from the good news, because they go, look at that person, you know, they fell short. And so they don't understand the principles of the Bible, that we are all sinful people. We just are. And we all fall short of the glory. And it's just to get up, pick up yourself, and to be a light in this dark world.
Okay, so being part of a light, to me, if you live in a community of darkness where people don't know, they don't know. And so is your light by staying in your house and doing your own thing? And doing your own thing, Dr. Myricks? And I want to know, with that in mind, you know, if we're picking up noise in the background. And if we're doing it that way, then we're not spreading the gospel. We're not saying anything to the people in the that are not aware of Christ, his love that Ms. J talks about, and that we all have heard, that his love. So in essence, you say we're not doing what we perhaps need to be doing, but if we live our light, if we let our light so shine, but how can we let our light so shine? Who's going to preach the gospel? Who's going to preach the gospel? So do we leave that to the minister, Dr. Myricks?
No, we don't just leave it to the ministers. I think we're talking about that. It's being that beacon of light. That's what's happening now. Is we have so many people connected to earthly things, to worldly things, to where the light of Jesus, because it's not worldly in the sense of it's tangible to most people, it's not real. It's not real until they suffer and they have to turn to Jesus. And I don't think people are out there spreading the good news. They're not doing missionary work. They're not in the community spreading the gospel in the sense of lending a helping hand to their brothers and sisters. And so people don't see that as they turn more to people who are in the media, meaning stars and people who are superficial, these reality shows. That becomes the good news for them because it's real, it's tangible, it's exciting.
Right.
And so there's a lot less excitement about the gospel, because we have fallen short in our churches about spreading the news, because it's become about the pastor, or it's become about the congregation. It hasn't become about Jesus and God and uplifting the word. And that's where we've gotten lost. And so it kind of sends a double message out to people that in one way live this way, but all everything else say live the opposite and you'll be rewarded. So people want tangible rewards because they're confused about the gospel of Christ, and that's the problem.
Right. So Dr. Myricks, I want to ask you this question. We're going to ask all of you to stand by. We're running out of time. Dr. Myricks, I want to ask you this question. Let's say I'm that type of person who, okay, I've gotten my religion with God, and it's like, you know, I don't want to live. I want to move, and I want to make sure I live in a neighborhood where it's not crime infested. But then, Dr. Myricks, wouldn't it be my duty or responsibility as a follower of Christ to go into the infested crime communities and spread the gospel there, that maybe the love of Christ would be in that community? But it's like, I'm scared, Dr. Myricks, to go over there. You know, I don't want to get robbed. I don't want to get robbed. You know, you sound like doing what Christ did. It's like, you know what, things weren't as, you know, we use it as excuses. It wasn't as bad on the earth as it is now. You know, God, he understands. Dr. Byer, help me with that.
So when we talk about the crime-infested communities like that, I think people have lost hope. And so in those communities, and I'm not saying all, so don't think I'm making a generalization, a lot of them have lost hope, and they've been broken by their situations. And in their situations, they have turned again to things of the world, either drugs, alcohol, or they've just given up. They become apathetic, and apathy is our enemy. And so once all of that sets in, now you got the crime-infested communities. Now you got the communities of no hope and no dreams. Now you got the people that can't see a light. All they know is go home, go to work, rob, or, you know, not do things of God. So it is our duty to go into those neighborhoods and those communities and share the good news. And we've been trying to do that in some of the churches around where I live, Henry County. We've been trying to do that. And now with COVID going on, there's a lot of hopeless people out there, not just in crime-infested communities. They're everywhere. People that's dealing with depression, people that's dealing with all kinds of things. And so now is the time. It is the time.
All right. So Dr. Myrick, and we're almost out of time here. We're going to get back to some of the rest of them in a minute. But so, Dr. Myrick, if I'm this guy that says, well, I want to preach the good news, I want to win souls for Christ. But it's like, I'm not going over there in that neighborhood. Are you kidding? No. Do you see them all them boys hanging out over there? This neighborhood look like, you know what, let me just from this distance or from that other side, I'm going to pray for that community over there. So, Dr. Myrick, I mean, am I using common sense or what am I doing, in your opinion? Am I running away from where Jesus would be going? Yeah.
So you don't have to go there. You can draw them to you. That's the spirit of true missionary work.
Come on, Dr. Myrick.
They don't necessarily.
What am I supposed to do? Invite them to my house? Dr. Myrick, invite them. Come on.
They don't have to physically come to my house. There's some people in the Florida neighborhoods that don't want to come to my house. So they don't necessarily come to your house to understand the good news and the message of Christ. But you can guide them to a local church. You can give them resources and reach out, you know, each one, teach one. Once you start doing that, then the good news will spread through your actions and through your work.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're almost out of time. Ms. Jay, we're going to have you close us out tonight, but we're going to stand by. Let's go to Ms. Marjorie Cross. Ms. Marjorie Cross, thank you for your patience. Ms. Marjorie Cross, should we be spreading the gospel, or should we just be worrying about calling the people who we think are good and just reminding them, child, it was a good sermon in church today? You know, yeah, it was, girl. Oh, God. Can we do that, Ms. Marjorie Cross?
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Walker. No, we just have to, we need to spread the gospel. You know, like, whoever you, like, whatever friends you have, just always tell them something about the Lord and try to win souls for the Lord.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go once again now. Ms. Beulah, did you find a scripture for us? Or perhaps you didn't. Let's go to Miss Lewis. Miss Lewis, what are your thoughts? And then I got to go up here. We got to close this out with Miss Jay in a moment. But Miss Lewis, in 15 seconds or less, is it our duty to spread the gospel? Or should we just, you know, pray for that community?
You see it now?
Miss Lewis, all right, we don't have her there. All right. Then... Let's go over to Pastor Rowe. Just 15 seconds or less, Pastor Rowe. What are we going to do, Pastor Rowe? Are we going to just say, I'm going to pray for that community over there, or are we going out there in that community in harm's way?
Okay, let me just share this. The way you can share the gospel of Christ is through the great ministry. You have a great ministry of sharing. We got these five countries that we've got, and when we feed people and help people and the needy people, I mean, that's sharing the word. How are you going to tell somebody about Christ you don't do nothing for them? And I just want to let you know that I'm very proud of the ministry that you have of reaching others through helping others, you know, and it's all about Christ. You have a great ministry, and we're all going to join and support you and help you through reaching others through the platform and the vision that you have.
And we certainly do appreciate that. And what Pastor Roll is referencing, anytime you sponsor, take out a sponsorship, a percentage of that I match with my own funding that goes into, we got five countries. Tell them what those countries are, Pastor Roll, real quickly, please.
Oh, okay, Jamaica, Haiti, Mexico, Africa,
the United States.
The United States.
Thank you for that. We're completely out of time, you all. Let me go to Ms. J and let her close us out, Ms. J. You know what, if you think, Ms. J, we got to do another poo on this one here, we certainly will. But close us out. Tonight's topic, is it our duty to win souls for Christ or just spread the gospel? Ms. J.
Okay. Well, whether you all think that it's our duty or not to win these souls and spread the gospel, you know, that's your fault. But from listening tonight, it sounds like most of us agree that we should be spreading the gospel. Whether we should be winning souls, I don't know, that's kind of up in the air. But all I can say is this. If you love God, it's worth spreading and sharing your love and service, testimonies, and all his goodness and mercy. But if you in your lifetime can just save one soul, I'm sure God will be grateful. And you will earn your crown in heaven. And that's all I have to say.
Listen, that was a beautiful closing, a beautiful closing. Listen, we're out of time, you all, and they're already threatening me over here to get off the air. But I tell you what, tomorrow morning we will be back at 6:30 a.m. Please join us. You don't want to miss tomorrow's program. Tomorrow's question is, what is your mission for God? What is your mission for God? You don't want to miss that because you know what? The thing is just what Ms. J said. If you love God, you want to spread the gospel, the good news about him. Please, tomorrow, we've got a very powerful speaker that's going to be joining us tomorrow morning. Don't miss this, 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Listen, until that time, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Good night. Walker. Good night, Pastor Rowe. Good night, all the co-hosts. Everybody on this show, God bless you. Great show as usual.
Good night, therefore, and teach all nations. Go, go, go. Go, therefore, and teach all nations. Go, go.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you.